Strategy's Bitcoin math trap, Saylor's flywheel is now running in reverse. The Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street column argued on July 6 that Strategy, the Bitcoin accumulation company, led by Michael Saylor, is caught in a math trap of its own making. The mechanics behind that phrase have been building for weeks. The stock now trades below the value of the Bitcoin it holds. The company's preferred dividend obligations have quadrupled since January. And the share issuance engine that funded 5 years of accumulation no longer works in Strategy's favor. Bitcoin trades at $62,159 as of July 6, 2026, up 0.1% over 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index at 27. That price sits well below Strategy's average acquisition cost of roughly $76,000 per coin. The loop only worked in one direction. Strategy's model depended on a premium. As long as the stock traded above the value of its Bitcoin, the company could issue new shares, use the proceeds to buy more Bitcoin, and increase the Bitcoin backing each existing share. Investors paid up for that accretion, which kept the premium alive, which enabled the next issuance. The loop ran for 5 years and built a position of 847,363 BTC, about 4% of total Bitcoin supply. That premium is gone. Strategy's MNAV, the ratio of its market value to the value of its Bitcoin, fell to roughly 0.80 in June, after Bitcoin broke below $60,000. The stock has dropped 81% from its peak, erasing around $150 billion in market capitalization. With the shares trading at a discount to the underlying coins, issuing stock to buy Bitcoin now dilutes existing holders instead of enriching them. The same math that compounded value on the way up subtracts it on the way down. That is the trap, a $1.2 billion dividend bill against a shrinking cash pile. The obligations do not pause while the flywheel is stuck. Strategy's four outstanding preferred instruments carry a combined annual dividend bill of about $1.2 billion, up from $300 million at the start of 2026. One of them, the STRC Stretch Preferred, trades near $82 against a $100 par value, a sign that preferred holders are also repricing the risk. Cash reserves fell about 38% in the first half of 2026. In late May, Strategy disclosed selling 32 BTC to help fund a dividend payment, a small amount in absolute terms, but the company's first Bitcoin sale in roughly 4 years, and a symbolic break from Saylor's long-standing never-sell position. A further pressure point sits on the calendar, a debt maturity of about $1 billion in September 2027. J.P. Morgan sees two-way risk for the whole market. J.P. Morgan analysts flagged the same structure in a July 2nd note, warning that Strategy's new capital plan, which authorizes selective Bitcoin sales alongside a minimum 12-month cash reserve for dividends and interest, turns one of the market's biggest buyers into a potential seller. The bank called it an avoidable two-way flow risk. The scale is the concern. Strategy bought roughly $13.7 billion of Bitcoin year to date, around 70% of estimated total net inflows into digital assets. A buyer that size, flipping to net seller, even intermittently to cover dividends, changes the market's supply picture. J.P. Morgan noted Strategy's current buffer covers about 17 months of its $255 billion in obligations, and suggested 24 to 36 months of coverage would be needed to make investors comfortable, ideally funded through common equity issuance rather than coin sales. One complication: issuing common equity below MNAV is precisely the dilutive move the math trap punishes. Estimates of the dividend runway differ across sources. J.P. Morgan's 17-month figure is more generous than the roughly 14 months some analysts calculated in June, but both are a long way down from the more than 7 years of coverage the company pointed to earlier in the cycle. Numbers to watch from here: three figures determine how this resolves. First, Bitcoin's price. At $62,759 as of July 6, 2026, Strategy carries roughly $10.6 billion in unrealized losses, and most coins bought in 2024 through 2026 are underwater. A sustained move back above the $76,000 average cost would ease everything at once. Second, MNAV. A recovery above 1.0 would reopen the accretive issuance path. Third, the cash runway. Every quarter, the reserve shrinks. The pressure to sell coins into a soft market grows. None of this makes insolvency imminent. Strategy still holds the largest corporate Bitcoin position ever assembled, and 32 coins sold against 847,363 held is a rounding error. But the WSJ's framing lands because the structure is self-referential. The company's ability to avoid selling Bitcoin depends on a stock premium that depends on the market believing it will never have to sell Bitcoin.